This is the Rain Report for the week of May 11, 2007. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP, in Chicago. We're now almost to the Dayton Hamvention. In fact, it will begin, as some of you actually hear this. It runs May 18th to the 20th in Dayton, Ohio, of course, at the Hera Arena. This week, we're going to learn how you can actually watch and hear some of what's going on at Dayton Hamvention via the Hamvention 2007 Helmet Cam webcast. Its driving force is Tom Medlin, WA5KUB.
We started broadcasting video for the Hamvention about 5 years ago. First 3 years was fairly crude. We didn't have bandwidth and didn't have very good equipment, but we were able to get video out, and there were quite a few hams that were able to watch and enjoyed it. The last 2 years, we have upgraded everything to Microsoft Media Player. We're using Media Encoder to encode our streams, and we're actually sending it to a media server, which then will distribute the feed to all the people around the world that want to watch us.
Part of your webcast is actually going to involve your drive from Memphis, Tennessee, 550 miles to the Dayton Hamvention, beginning Wednesday, May 16th. What are you actually using in the car, and how is the signal getting from the car to the internet?
We're running a laptop in the car, running a Windows Media Encoder on the laptop. We have a small little webcam attached to it, and we have a wireless card that you can get through various communication companies like Verizon or Sprint or so forth. This is their broadband wireless connectivity. It's CDMA. It's like 18 or 1900 megahertz. We have coverage pretty much along the 500 miles. There's about a 100-mile strip through Kentucky where we don't have coverage, or we have not had coverage the last couple of years. And there are other little spots where we might drop out from time to time. I mean, it's not a solid signal, but again, we've been able to broadcast pretty successfully about 450 miles out of the 550 miles. So the technology has really evolved a lot over the last few years. We will communicate from our car. Actually, we're going to go into a little 3-watt amplifier, and that will go to a gain antenna on top of the car. We'll transmit to one of the provider's towers that's up and down the interstate. And then that provider actually then sends us into the internet. We actually log on with an internet connection from the car. We go into the internet with our video stream. And by the way, we will have audio on there too. We go into the internet with a video stream, and then it goes all the way down to Miami, Florida. I have a location in Miami where we have a video server set up. We have great connectivity down there to provide connectivity for all the viewers around the world. We were viewed in about 150 countries last year.
If I'm on the internet, let's say I don't go to the Dayton Hamvention. Actually, I will in booth 408. If I go on the internet and go to WA5KUB.com, and what will I find?
Well, we've made it really easy for people this year. When you go to WA5KUB.com, it's going to bring up a nice web page. It's going to have an embedded media player on the left side, which will allow you to see all the video, the live video we're transmitting. On the right side of the page, there's actually a chat room where you can log in with your call letters, and you can chat with all the other people around the world. And you can even chat with us as we're driving in the car. Now, we'll be able to talk to you by voice. Of course, we can't hear you guys. You know, we can read what you're typing, and then, of course, we can say something back to you over the audio stream. If you go down toward the bottom of the page, you'll find information about the trip, links to how we do it. We've got a map actually shows our route, and it shows an area that is typically no coverage, the 100 miles I was talking about through Kentucky. But anyway, you can click on that map, and it will open up a large Google map that you can actually grab and move the map. On that map, it's going to be all the Echolink nodes that we go by, all the IRLP nodes. We've got a person that's actually going to be putting our car on that map, and you'll be able to see pretty much real time actually where we're driving as we make our trip there. That's something new that we've added this year to help people to actually can communicate with us through like Echolink if they want to. Now, there's going to be a lot going on in the car, and we may not tune in every Echolink or IRLP node. But the capability is there, and if someone asks us to, we'll probably tune it in and talk to them.
Now, for the benefit of my blind listeners, what link would they look for on your page to get to where they can at least listen to your audio stream?
They really don't have to do anything. If they go to WA5KUB.com, the page opens up, and automatically the video will start playing, and the audio is there, so they don't have to do anything. It'll be from the time we leave Wednesday morning at approximately 8 o'clock Central Time until we pull back in at home after Hamfest sometime late Sunday night. I'd like to invite everybody by our space. Come say hello and wave back at your family at home, space 3350. 3351, but our schedule is going to be pretty much open. We'll be trying to broadcast mostly all day, every day. We found that there's not a lot to broadcast at 1 o'clock in the morning when everybody goes to bed. We typically will put on some of the recordings of like the ICOM ham radio clips or maybe some of the other ham radio recordings that we have. So those will probably run early morning hours, but we'll be live. We're going to drive up Wednesday. It's a 10-hour drive. We'll leave here at 8 o'clock. We'll probably get into Dayton somewhere around 6 o'clock local time, 7 o'clock local time.
And that's Wednesday the 16th.
Thursday, about 8 o'clock in the morning, we will go out to Hera Arena and start setting up our shelter. We take a pretty substantial shelter to keep us dry and warm and all those things. So we'll be building a shelter out there. The camera will be on. People can watch us as we set up. If we move around or go anywhere, they'll also be able to see that. That's Thursday. I hear Mendelssohn is closing. We normally make a trip through Mendelssohn's. We'll take the camera with us, and it's very possible we might go out to the Air Force Museum Thursday afternoon. If so, maybe we'll take the helmet cam into the Air Force Museum with us.
I'm speaking with Tom Medlin, WA5KUB, talking about his helmet cam and Hamvention 2000 webcast that you'll be able to see between 6 a.m. Wednesday, May 16th, into Sunday evening, May 20th, on the internet at WA5KUB, WA5 Kilo Uniform Bravo.com. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to the Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
I failed to mention that on our page, there is a link where you can click on. It says, click here to see a location map of our visitors. And that will open up a new window. It won't log you off or anything, but it will open a new window. And it opens up a world map. And on that world map, there will be dots, yellow dots, everywhere all around the world that our viewers are located. So every time somebody comes on, whether they're in China or Australia, wherever, it's going to put a dot on the map automatically. So that'll be really cool for people to look at and say, wow, look at this. You know, Europe is going to have dots all over it. The site is up and running right now. We're running some recorded video, but that map is on right now. And I'm seeing people already that have logged on to our site from all around the world.
Again, that's WA5KUV.com. This will begin Wednesday morning, May 16th, 6 o'clock, and go through the Dayton Hamvention Sunday, the 20th of May.
And we're going to even push the envelope this year. You know, we have the dead zone that I was mentioning to you through Kentucky. That's with the service that we have used the past years. But this year, we're doing something a little different. We've got some Blackberries, a Sprint Blackberry and a T-Mobile Blackberry. And we have been able to tether those to the computer. And if there is T-Mobile coverage or if there is Sprint data coverage through that blackout zone, we'll be able to continue to be on the air through those little BlackBerry devices. They are capable of transmitting the video and also the chat room. If the bandwidth gets kind of shaky, I think the chat room might stay up. We may lose the video for a little while, but it's very possible we're going to have coverage on much more of the trip this year than we've had in previous years. The BlackBerry runs about the same speed. It's a fairly high-speed device. Of course, it's, you know, you've seen it's a little small device. It has a little internal antenna. It's very low power. It can't really compete to our 3 watts and an external gain antenna. But the fact that if we do have BlackBerry coverage through that area, we hope to have some connectivity. And the reason we're doing it is because the service we have been using, we know it's a dead zone through there with that service. But we think the T-Mobile and the Sprint possibly will have some coverage through there. So it kind of gives us an alternative to try.
What kind of video and audio resolution will you have?
The picture in the webpage will be a pretty standard picture when you see video on the internet. It's going to be like a 320 by 240 picture. And, of course, the compression is basically the speed that you're actually able to get the data, you know, sent up there. On the trip, as we go down the road, you have much slower speeds of throughput. And we normally get around 50 to 60 kilobits of throughput, which is a fair picture. There is some pixelation, particularly if you turn fast and things like that. If there's an object in the camera, it pretty much clears up fairly quick. It's not the best out on the road, but it definitely gives a good picture. As we get into Dayton, hopefully we'll be able to have a much better connection, a much faster connection. We can up the speed on the encoder, and we can get a whole lot better resolution, very, very clear resolution. And again, the encoder sends out one stream to the server, and then the server's going to send out streams to everybody watching.
Now, once you get to the hamvention and get your faces 3350 and 3351, you will only be doing video from the hamvention from those faces. You won't go into any other parts of the hamvention, the forums.
We will occasionally, from time to time, we may take the helmet cam, put it on, and we may walk around in the flea market. People will actually be able to look at and see what we're looking at. Last year, we had a request. They kept saying, when are you going in a building? So I said, okay, at noon, we're going in a building. They wanted to see all the new products. So we actually went in a building around noontime, and they were able to see some of the new rigs and things that the vendors had come out with.
Tell me about the helmet cam.
Well, the helmet cam's a pretty simple little thing. It's a hard hat with a webcam bolted on top. The webcam has a USB cable and it plugs into a laptop. Probably the only bad part about this whole thing, we have to carry a laptop around with it to run the encoder program and to broadcast a signal back. But, you know, it's not a big deal. We've got good laptops, we've got good batteries in them, and we could probably run about 6 hours just walking around on the charges in the battery.
I've been speaking today with Tom Medlund, WA5. KUV, the man behind the Hamvention 2007 Helmet Cam webcast that you'll be able to see between Wednesday morning, May 16th, through Sunday, May 20th, on the way to, at the Dayton Hamvention, and on the way home to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP. This has been the Rain Report. Just a reminder that Rain, the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter and newsline will be found at the Dayton Hamvention in booth 408 inside the Hera Arena. That's booth 408. Hope to see you there.